Welcome to the Windy Hill Windsock. With me, the solution, and joining me today is Fiona. Oh, I can't hear. You're on mute.
Oh, fuck. That's a good start, isn't it? I've left myself on mute. I apologize.
That's all right. You're back. We're not going to start again. That's a good start.
Sorry, I stuffed it.
Is this is the question. No, it's good. It's good. You know how many thousands of times per day people go to talk in the modern world on Teams meetings and they're on mute, which is a lot better than accidentally having your camera on when you don't mean to and you're in the toilet or doing something else. And there's a million of those videos around too if you want to go down the rabbit hole.
Should everybody in these, I'm assuming there's a lot of people in a whole company on these meetings, should everyone just have like a sign that they hold up saying mute, you're on mute, for when someone starts talking, not knowing that they're on mute, so they're aware of it?
They could do. Yeah, you could just hold it up. Or people just like message.
message you're on mute. Right. Yes, yeah. Okay.
But either way, it's an intelligence test.
Yeah.
Which you failed.
Great. I'm just thinking, what a great start.
So, is this going to be the second last Fiona's forecast of the year?
Oh my God, it is.
Well, is it?
Wow. Yes.
So that's the question. That's what we're playing for this week. It's not to make the finals. It's to extend the forecast. Yeah. So,
wow.
Look, we're gonna get straight into it. The changes. Now we've already exchanged texts, which may have had some angry emojis. But in Stringer, Draper.
Yay.
Thumbs up. Yep, we're happy with that.
Stoked.
We don't know how fit they are, but look, we're happy. Omitted Nick Bryan. No problems at all?
No, I'm happy with that. It's flips. It's your last two games. Just let him have it.
Yeah, and he's been good. He's been
He's been solid enough.
Yeah, he has.
I'm happy to forego a bit of Bryan development to give Flip two more games. He's been, it's not that he's been so terrible that we have to drop him and this is just a charity game. He's been serviceable enough.
He has. He had a dip last week, but
yeah,
he's been very good. Mm-hmm. Will Snelling omitted, was a sub last week. No issue, yeah?
No issue.
Also omitted, Kane Baldwin. Now, can I say something?
He's your man.
I'm going to congratulate.
I'm expecting a monologue here.
No, I'm congratulating Brad Scott.
Being predictable.
Master trolling. Master trolling. He clearly listens to this podcast.
Yeah,
we've suspected for a long time.
We actually did.
That they did. Yep. He clearly listens to this. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to fly off the handle. And I'll tell you why. Because he's playing. It will be a late change. I guarantee it.
No, I don't think so this week.
There is no way. There's no planet where he doesn't deserve to play. He was excellent last week. He plays. And I think this is just a troll. And I credit Brad Scott. Masterful effort. Congratulations. I'm applauding. But he plays. He's not dropped, surely.
I think you've just got to put that theory aside. I don't think that's happening this week. I don't.
What are you prepared to bet?
I don't have much. what do you want? Tell me what you want and I'll probably bet it. Yeah, I just don't see that happening this week. Because you can see the plan. You can see the plan and the thought behind it. My whole thing is that he's well and truly above one of the other key defenders that we have in there. Now, I know that we've triggered some of the Laverty lovers, okay? I think, granted, some males may disagree, but I know a little bit about football and I trust my own eyes and what I see. And I don't need stats to tell me, and it's the same with Parrish. I don't even look at his clangers, his stats. I don't look at it at all. I see what I see on the field and I see him shoveling out clearances where no other player would get. And I trust my eyes on what I see with Laverty versus Baldwin.
I guess that's the question, isn't it? Is that if it's not Laverty, who would he replace?
Well, it's no one, because you can see the plan. They're going to send Kelly back, because Kelly was taking up the spot on the wing in the forward line, because there was no room for him with Baldwin. But with Toby Green, they're going to send him back, and now that pushes out a defender.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And to be honest, I feel like Hind has earned his spot. I think he's good to keep his spot. You can't push him out because he's given us much-needed run.
Yeah, he's been good the last few weeks. First half, last week aside.
Yes, exactly. So if, for me, it's just that they're making way for Baldwin, who's performed really, really well, and going with a player who, for mine, has not excelled so much this year.
So Welfi retains his spot, and the emergencies, which I failed to say yet again, that one of the subs will come from this group, unless there's a late change. Jai Caldwell, Will Snelling, Will Setterfield, Kane Baldwin. Now, Will Setterfield has been named emergency twice. He played in the VFL. As you pointed out last week, he's fit. Who's keeping him out? Is it that we're just, again, big picture?
It is, yep.
Elijah and Hobbs, I guess, have come
they're
in
just, that team. Yeah, exactly. I think they're just resistant to drop Hobbs, to be honest.
You can't drop Hobbs.
Exactly. But who are you going to, like... But do you agree on the Laverty point? Because I know you sent me through all those sub-tweets that people...
I didn't send them through.
Oh, who was Jez. It? It was the... No, it wasn't Jez. It was Winsock 2000.
I nearly said his name. His name he wants because he wants to be real, but like Pinocchio, we're telling him he's not. He's just a machine. I agree. Based on last week, absolutely. Like Baldwin was great, but I don't think Laverty's been that good. I know he's playing a role he shouldn't be playing. Really. He shouldn't be playing.
He's played above his height. He's asked to play above his height for sure.
Yeah, and that needs to be taken into consideration. But yeah, I thought one of Brad Scott's kind of key tenets was going to be a meritocracy. And yeah, I didn't think Baldwin deserved to be dropped the first time. I don't think he deserves to be dropped now. And yeah. Maybe Laverty's getting credit for just being that more experienced, and you know, we're going into state. GWS, the ground feels big.
And without Ridley, maybe the experience. But Baldwin did not look like a player who was out of he looked like a 50-game player to me. He didn't look out of depth. In the first quarter, in the first handful of moments, four times he saved, as I said, on the pod. I don't agree that he wasn't on an opponent. I think he absolutely was playing on an opponent last week. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to go by that game, go by the Dreamtime game where he was excellent again.
I don't understand, but you know,
it's harsh. It's really harsh. And you know what? If I were him, like. If Brad Scott's shown that you're not going to drop Laverty, well, then if I were Baldwin, I would look for opportunities elsewhere.
Yeah, I think he's got currency.
He absolutely has currency.
To do that.
And he's like, as Jez pointed out, like he could have wallowed in the VFL for not being picked time and time again, but he has been excellent in the VFL, and he's kept his head up just like Langford did when he was in the VFL, and he just he's worked and worked and worked his butt off and not dropped his head when he's been dropped and omitted. So he's a good person to have on your team.
Agree.
So who do you want to be sub out of the emergencies?
Well, did you answer that question that I was going to ask you, by the way, about Setterfield?
Yeah, we said, like, in my eyes, you've got to drop Hobbs if you bring in someone.
Okay. Oh, that's right, of course. I've got Alzheimer's. So the argument,
Is
there an argument that Setterfield could be a sub?
Is he a good sub option?
Big-bodied, could come on last quarter, get some clearances.
I probably think Caldwell might be, maybe not. I'm just thinking who could have more of an impact up forward.
Small
forward. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, funny that. No, yeah, no. Setters or Calders? My gut says Calders, but who knows, really?
Nah, you know what? I'm sticking to it. I reckon Baldwin's going to be a sub.
For whom? Oh, what?
Sorry. I'll take it back. Baldwin is going to play.
Yep.
Nick Cox will be the sub.
Oh.
Hind will be on the wing. Or half forward. And Baldwin will go down back. And
hang on. Is that one less player? No, you've brought in Baldwin and you've put Nick Cox to sub, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dropping Cox.
You're dropping Cox and then elevating him to sub. Okay.
Yeah, and Nick Hind, who's been named in the back pocket.
Do you know what? When Nick Cox was sub last year, was it last year or the year before? He was actually, he's quite a good sub option, actually. That's not a bad share. I don't mind that. I mean, I'd love to give Cox a full game and get as much game time into him, but it's not a bad shout for a sub.
That's my theory, anyway.
I like that.
Mm.
I'll just send a fax off quickly.
Don't need to.
One beast.
We know he listens. We know he listens. He's going to love the final song of the week that we do, by the way.
I'm still not. You still haven't got my signature on the dotted line.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
All right. So, Smoking Joe and Sissing Joe, you had the Smoking Joe this week.
Yeah.
Who have you got?
I'm going to go 2 meter Peter.
Guess I think his old team.
Wow. Well, that's 3 for 3. Okay. 3 for 3. We've breached the quota. No, I just think he'll enjoy having a third tall there. Medium tall in Stringer back. So he'll enjoy having.
Good point.
A bit more interest so he doesn't get triple teamed like he has been the last few weeks because I'll be a little bit conscious of Jake. So I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yep.
And Stringer knows how to, not clog him up, not get any space.
He knows his – they know each other's patterns, definitely. Yeah. More so than Langers and 2 meter Peter, but they'll get there. I'm a bit more confident in Stringer than I am – in Draper's fitness. Do you agree with that? I think Draper could be a bit under. And remember I said to you, this selection will see how much we're actually trying to make finals. Well, I think the inclusion of Draper is very much a we're trying to make finals.
Yeah, it's a throw of the dice. And we might as well. We might all, to use another analogy, might as well have a throw at the stumps. Give it a go. But
I don't know what that means.
It's cricket. But no. do you have any mail on Draper? We know you broke the story last week.
Look, I would suggest, this is not mail, this is just my gut feel, is that he's just a bit underdone. And I think he will have off-season surgery on that hip labrum, if it is a labrum. Because that's the advice and the wording that Brad Scott uses when talking about him is the exact thing my physio got me to offload. I was running 20K a week. I had to pull all that right back. And then I was allowed to gradually load myself back up. So it was the same vernacular. But I think he'd be underdone fitness-wise.
Mm.
But he's a spiritual leader too. So his energy and his aura could be just what the team needs.
Well, I wonder whether in the first half, it'll be Phillips as the primary ruck and Draper coming on, and doing the secondary role, and then they'll flip it.
He'll start because it'll be him to get there. On that, we say that Brad Scott listens, but do we think Tom Morris and the journos listen? Because the day after I said that about Hep, what was the article that came out the next day? So I reckon the media are trolling our account too.
Well, for anyone that didn't listen last week, Fiona broke the news that Hep was considering his future
And that the club had offered him, happy for him to go ahead. Yeah, that was really the important part.
Next day, and it wasn't attributed. They claimed it was an exclusive. They shouldn't attribute it to us, but that's okay.
Just doing God's work out here.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I've got to do a sitting, Joe, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, I hate doing this.
I know, it's awful, isn't it?
In general, it's awful, but what I'm going to say is worse than awful.
Oh.
Because I'm going to pick a sitting Joe that I think is highly likely to happen.
Oh.
And we're going to hate it, but I think it's going to be Stringer. He's never good for the first game back.
Oh, fuck, yes, that's a good shout too. That's a good point. Oh, man, yeah, okay.
He he's like a horse those few weeks to...
I was about to say that's really, really fucking harsh, but you're right. Historically, he needs a good couple of runs. So he'd be cherry ripe for finals. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. I think if he can use his intelligence, almost be a bit of, it sounds silly to say for a guy of his talent, be a bit of a decoy and just take the load off, the defensive load off 2 metre, then he's probably done his job. But yeah, he's never good first game back. He's not good first starter.
It's a good point. But imagine starting the game in the centre with Draper, Stringer, Merritt, Parrish in there. That's formidable. And if we could pop two quick goals on, that would, you know.
Yeah. So moving to the game and then the results, do you think the start is really important?
Absolutely.
More important than normal?
For confidence, yep. Yep.
Definitely. We also have the problem of all the orange seats getting really excited and, you know.
Look, if this was a Suns game, I would I'd feel a little bit less confident about the intentions of the umpires and the crowd and the renter crowds and all that crap. But I'm not super worried about the crowd. I was about to say, as we know, we have amazing, amazing fucking supporters all over the country. Yes. So they will be there. There will be more Essendon supporters there than GWS supporters, because I still don't believe that GWS supporters exist, and nor do Suns supporters. They're just bought. They are bought supporters. They are not legitimate supporters.
A bit like my douche of the week last
they
week.
They are. Absolutely. The Kangaroos Rentograph. All they're people who have, what's the word? They've transitioned over from their original team.
Yeah.
And who wants to be friends with those people? You don't make friends with people who do that.
You know, there's actually a small pocket of Canberra people who are fans of GWS, and they probably care more about the game than most of Western Sydney. But I can say this is on really good authority, and you broke an exclusive last week. I've said this on the podcast a while ago. I have it on extremely good authority that at least a couple of years ago, any crowd statistic you read from a GWS game, if it said 11,000, halve it. That's how many people actually went.
Yeah.
They've been inflating figures at that stadium for a long time.
As in at for Gold Coast games too, or are you saying just at Giants Stadium?
Just the Giants. Well, my mail is from somebody that knows about that stadium. And, guarantee you they inflate the figures, or at least they used to.
Yeah,
Again, do the eye test. Again, yeah, this is the classic eye test versus stats. Stats might tell you it's a packed house. Yeah. Why are there orange seats?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think... fast start for their confidence when you travel, when you're away. A fast start is really important for the belief.
Very true.
And statistically, I think GWS are very good finishers too. So they come home strong, I think.
So in theory, they've lost the last two. We've won the last two. Surely.
But how?
Footy math says that we win, doesn't it?
But how's the contrast, right? So we've scraped through.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we've scraped through two wins. They've
against the 17th and 18th teams.
Right, they've been in super super good form and lost. So it's going to be a very interesting game. Like it's a very I'm finding it very hard to tip, basing it off our past two performances. You'd think we're going to lose, but if we play like we did again, you know, the first part of the year. And maybe the pressure, maybe they needed a bit of, maybe the fact that finals is relying on this, maybe they need a bit of a spur on.
So what are you tipping?
Oh, don't tell me that. Well, your curse was broken last week, Just.
Yeah, I was happy for it to be broken.
Yeah, but.
Well, it wasn't my curse, just my tipping. The curse was also broken too.
The curse was broken, scarf. I mean.
Curse of the scarf was broken.
The scarf and also your very good history. You've gotten them all right. You've tipped right since the Dreamtime game.
Yep.
So that streak was broken.
Yes, I'm still claiming half a point because a lot of people had us thrashing North and I said it wouldn't be.
No, you can't, sorry.
Can I?
Okay. I love you, but you can't claim that. Yeah, no, sorry. Fair enough. I love the streak as much as you, but no, you can't. Yeah, fuck it. No, I can't see us winning over there. I'm going to go GWS 17 points.
Yeah.
I certainly can't see Big Phillips kicking after the siren to win the game. Jez.
Who said that?
Jez.
Yeah. He's
He was also lying in bed, possibly a few brandies in during that pod, so.
He was definitely having a neurodivergent moment then. I'm going for GWS 30 points. I've said all year, I've said last year, Draper's our most important player.
You have. You did, I recall you.
This version of Draper isn't going to be the version of Draper. Just be prepared, fans.
Mm.
Those that are, you know, switching on the TV or going up to the game, just be prepared. This will not be the version of Draper that we know and love. We know he'll try his guts out, but, I don't think he'll be impactful at all. And I think similarly Stringer, I don't know how fit he is. He's clever. We know that. He's smart. Even when he plays poorly, the opposition always have to worry about him.
Exactly.
So from that perspective, yeah, he's a positive, but, yeah. I just can't see the form we've had the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it just instills no confidence. And that's what worries me as well about the mentality of the players. Though the past three performances, and they're a young team, so they lose a bit of belief.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's that kind of thing is contagious.
100%.
And I'm just worrying about their mental state and their confidence in themselves.
I think in some ways it'll be good in a way because we'll know where we're heading.
We'll know our fate and we can finally grieve not making finals, but then we can actually understand the logic that none of us tipped us to even come close to finals.
Yeah.
But we can go into the Collingwood match knowing that it's done.
Look, on the bright side,
I know this is very, very, very lacklustre, isn't it?
No, but it's reality. And on the bright side, drop down to 12th instead of finishing 9th.
That's true. Not
necessarily bad. It's a strong.
That is lowest we could go.
Richmond are 38. Richmond are Freo are 38 points. If we win the next two games, and we're 44. So, if we lose the next two games, they'd have to win the next two.
Okay.
Either of the.
And that would take us to what?
Actually, Fremantle's 36. And,
So we could potentially go to 14th.
We could go to 14th. Look, we could even go to 15th, actually, if Gold Coast won the last two.
Okay, well, but we're just barracking for them then.
Yeah, I can't.
If we lose this weekend, then let's finish as low as we can.
I think it's highly possible that we could drop below sort of the Cats, GWS and Adelaide. Although both those teams have tough games. There is a world, of course, where we lose.
Yeah.
And we still mathematically, no, that's impossible.
No, we can't.
Bulldogs have West Coast and they've already got a huge percentage.
Yeah, no. I think it's all the which ways have been tried. And if we lose this week, then it's curtains, which is good because then we all know the fate.
Yeah, it's a good point. And in fact, even if we do win both games,
we still might make it.
Yeah, that's right. There's no guarantees.
So that almost would be more, that would be that heartbreaking if we could get up for the next two games. And there is a chance if we can scrape this win solution in the last round, Collingwood are going to be resting a handful of their stars because they've got injury concerns coming out of their noses. So we'd have a half a chance.
I'll tell you what. In a dream?
If we win, but we have to win this week.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, halfway through the season, I would look at that last round game and I think, oh, fuck, no, 100% we'll lose. But if we're getting our players back and they're losing players and they're guaranteed their top spot, then they're going to rest players, no doubt. They're not going to care about ending our finals hopes. The fans will. The fans definitely will, but they won't.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope we put up a fight. And
it would be disappointing to get – how much did you say, 37?
30.
It'd be disappointing to get whooped, wouldn't it? 50 by 50 plus points.
Yeah, it would. It would.
There is a world where they sub Draper because he just can't run out the game.
Yeah, that's why I speculated whether they might whether he starts or not is probably irrelevant. I can see Phillips having far more of a load in the ruck than he did at the start of the year when he was definitely second fiddle.
They might park Draper forward. You know, that's not a bad strategy either.
Yeah, potentially
to take a bit more running load off him. It's not a bad strategy to stretch their defence.
He can take it, Mark.
Because I think Nick Haynes is out for them, so that would be a good thing.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. I think it's an illness.
Good.
But they've still got Taylor. But I think that would stretch. If Draper rests down there, when he rests down there, we know Phillips is not much help when he's down there. If he is marking it, it's going out on the full.
Oh, my God, that kick. That was so predictable. So predictable.
But it's almost good because I'm not resting my hopes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know it's not going through. I can look forward to the kick in, you know.
Yeah, that's right. The team's setting up, ready for the
That's exactly right. Well. No player, like, it's a different story when Langford's got the ball, you know. You expect it to go through.
You know it's going to go hot. That's one thing you do know.
Yeah, with his 4-metre ball drop. Yeah.
All right. I've actually got a small tale from the sauna. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do. Of course
Bring
we
that
do.
Back.
Yeah.
All right. So this happened tonight, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I did before I recorded this. So I went, as I usually do. And I do have – this is something I've done my whole life. Actually, podcast listeners won't be surprised about that, given the nicknames of this podcast. I do give little nicknames to people in my head. Did you ever do that?
With my neighbours, I do.
Yeah.
Like, I live in an apartment building, so I've got Cranky Pants down, two doors down.
Oh, okay.
I've got Bird Lady up the other end. Like, I'll give it to my neighbours. That's how I remember them. Yeah. Whipped guy who's whipped by his wife. She's got him under the thumb. Yeah.
How do you know this?
Well, you get to know your neighbours, you know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you get to know them. After a while.
What's Cranky Pants cranky about usually?
Everything.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. She's the one, never attends the kind of great things, has to be told 15 times to go pick up her keys and her packages and huffs and puffs and, yeah.
And then complains about why she doesn't have her keys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. And Mr. Whipped Guy, he's as nice as you can. He's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. Smiling from ear to ear all day long. He's the most courteous, polite, will hold the door open. His wife.
You know why?
An evil.
Oh, really?
Evil woman. I don't believe her muscles in her face actually go upwards, only downwards. She's frowning all the time. They've got two small children, frowning all the time. I always greet with her.
How
nod.
Old? I thought they were, must be really old.
No. They've got two little kids, maybe 2 and 4. So do the math. And this is Whipped. This is Mr. Whipped because he.
No, but she's cranky.
She's evil. Not cranky. Evil, she's just evil. Yeah. And I just think to myself every time I pass them, how is this angel of a man with this evil woman, with this witch of a woman? She's awful. I always greet with a nod or a hello to any neighbors. She won't. She gives you nothing, even when she's got her kids with her. She's awful.
You know what? You know why he's smiling and so happy? Because he's away from her.
That's a very good point. I kid you not. He's the most. He's like sunshine in a human, literally. And I think something is wrong. And he must be whipped. So anyway, I digressed.
Maybe he's into self-flagellation.
You have to think that he just likes being dominated. Without going too much more detail.
Oh dear, thoughts and prayers.
Indeed. All right, tell me tale.
Well, there's one guy I nickname Goat Herder.
Goat Herder.
Yeah, and this is almost.
Is that because he tells them where to go and they follow him, or?
No.
He moves everyone to one side of the slaughter, or?
No, it's a bit more specific than that. This guy, he's a little. He's a wee little man. He's very small. He's probably 5'4".
Okay.
Ripped.
Oh.
But not ripped as in really muscular. Just like super fit. Like doesn't look like he has an ounce of fat. He's quite lean.
Age?
Oh, look, I'd say he could be anywhere between 40 and 60.
Oh, okay.
And the reason he's got really olive skin. He's got this kind of sort of semi-long beard that's graying. He's got black sort of curly hair that sort of sits forward. He looks like a Greek goat herder. He really does. Can you picture it? You can picture it, can't you?
Yeah, I can. Although I'm kind of getting Mr. Tumnus in my head. I don't know why.
Yeah, or he looks almost like a bust of Zeus, his head. And ever since I've seen him, I'd see him every time I go there. But whenever I see him, he's always kind of serious and he's kind of, you know, sitting there and then he comes in the sauna and doesn't talk to anyone. But he just looks like he could be a philosopher. He almost looks like Socrates probably looked like. Or Hippocrates, or one of these dudes, and they probably were that height too back then, a couple of thousand years ago. But anyway, so I'm sitting in the sauna, and I'm thinking. Sometimes, are you ever in a situation where you're thinking, do I ask the question, do I say it or not? Do you ever have those internal chats?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Often.
My issue is like 9 times out of 10 I say it.
I was just about to say, but I have that happen, but less and less these days because nowadays I just say whatever it is that's on my mind. I'm like, fuck it, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, that's kind of me.
Yep.
But I said to him, I go, are you Greek? And he looked at me and he gave me this stare and he said, how did you know? And then I'm like, holy shit. And then I just said to him, I said, oh, what part of Greece are you from? Are you from, like, the islands or Athens, and you just said countryside.
Okay.
He's from the countryside. And then I stopped. I didn't ask if he was a goat herder,
right,
or a sheep herder. I really wanted to. But my God, he would wow. looked at me like, how the hell did you know? Oh, and I should have said, when he said, he said to me, how did you know? And I said, I just a guess. And now we're talking.
Oh, lovely. And is he friendly? He's warmed up to you?
He is, but I almost want to start asking him. I want to ask him about, a theorem. Like, I want to ask him.
Well, do it.
Or some kind of philosophy, or about democracy, or.
I mean, all your walls are down when you're in the sauna. I reckon anything is acceptable. You're at your most vulnerable.
I've told you this, but a lot of people talk in that sauna. It is very communal, and there's.
See, I don't know I think that would shit me, because if I go to a sauna, I want to go in there and meditate and find my inner zen. And if people are talking, I'd get really irate. This is why I go to infrared saunas.
No, there are times.
I just go in my little box.
There's one kind of racist guy who's very annoying, and some people have told him.
Oh.
And
how's he racist?
Oh, he'll talk about indigenous
European
people and this and that. No, he's Aussie.
Yeah.
And somebody, the first time I went in there, I heard somebody have a go at him, and then he walked out, and the other guy in the sauna said, "Don't bother. He's a real dickhead. Just ignore him." But he's like one out of the box.
Okay.
But I think I've said to you most of the time, I'm listening, and it's quite funny. It really is funny, some of the conversations. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, I almost felt like we were having a conversation then. I forgot that we were recording.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we can't, maybe we are, because people are probably turned off.
Oh, God, yeah.
I have a doozy of a Fiona's forecast question. Not a doozy, just the
a
one
what
I made.
Question?
I've got a random. A Fiona's couch.
Okay.
I have Alzheimer's.
Now I'm following. Yeah.
I have a Fiona's couch question.
Okay.
A very random.
Oh, don't tell me it's going to be about buying houses again, because I don't know that I was qualified to give that advice.
No, okay. No, neither, nor was I. This is one I've got a really simple answer for.
Okay.
But the fact that the question has arisen kind of makes me wonder, like, maybe it's not as obvious as I think.
Okay. All right.
And I don't know whether someone's taking. I don't know whether someone's taking the piss. By the way.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
I love tattoos, and I'm sorely tempted to get one on my face.
Oh.
Should I get a face tattoo? Question mark.
Okay, this person's taking the piss 100%. And do you know?
I think we need to treat it seriously. There's enough out there.
I was actually, what was I watching? And I think it was the episode of Criminal Minds, and they had tattoos all down their face. And it just occurred to me every time I see it, and no disrespect to anybody who has tattoos on their face and listens, I just think what has to just click in your head to think, yep, that looks hot.
Well, there's reason number one, by the way, is you'll be more easily identified if you ever commit a crime.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's basically permanent. So you can't, if you get sick of it one day, you can't just rub it off.
Well, you can laser it off, but what damage would that do to your skin, I wonder?
That, and it's very expensive to do as well. So why go to the effort of doing that if you're just going to get it lasered? I just don't think it's an attractive look, but I'm also of the opinion each to their own, and accept everybody for how they are and how they want to be and how they want to live their best fucking life, so long as they're not hurting anybody. And that is my opinion when it comes to pretty much everything. So long as you're not hurting anybody and you're just living your best life, your truest form, your truest self in any given moment, then you do what you need to do to set your soul on fire. But that's a permanent fix. And I just think, I don't know if that's what's going to set your soul on fire. But if it is, then why not?
And it might prevent you, depending on your profession, from living your best life.
That, and also meeting people. Because I would think that that's a very small niche attraction, no?
Yeah, but you think about it. You don't want to go to the sauna. You don't want people talking to you. Perfect. You get the face pat. People are going to leave you alone.
That's true. I mean romantically.
Evil woman's going to, you know.
I mean romantically. Like, that's a very – there's a small niche of people who find that attractive. So you're kind of condensing your lover pool.
But maybe you're attracted to people with the same, so therefore.
But I'm saying that's a small. Yeah. That's a small pool, no?
Yeah.
So you're condensing your.
True. Yeah. Some would argue the pool's already lacking for decent fish.
That is very, very, very high, and I would argue that there's just one gender that's very severely lacking. I'm not saying which here. Could be either that I'm referring to.
But, what, are you saying there's only two?
Oh, okay. Yeah, fuck. Okay, no, I can't. I can't go into that.
I'll get you out of this hole. Let me
please,
answer this.
I'm drowning.
Let me answer this. Hey, if you're questioning it, then don't do it. When you're ready, and also if you're really young, don't do it anyway.
Yeah.
Like if you're 40 and you're a tradie and you might have a partner and you're happy and you've probably got tats elsewhere, like, and you probably got your neck tattooed, well, what's it matter if it crawls up your face? No one's going to give a shit. But if you're a young guy, or the fact you're questioning it would say, hold off, in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, you want to do it.
I would say that this is something you'd regret. When you get to your, if you're young, as you say, if you're young thinking, and it sounds like a question from a late 20-year-old, if you ask me, I'd say this is something you'll get to 35 or even 38 if you're a male, because it could be a woman, and you'll regret it later in life. I just do.
Yeah.
But again, you know, there's the option to laser it. I mean, you know, why?
Yeah.
So was that? That was a much better question than the financial advice. But thanks for the question. Anyway, either way.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, and don't do it is our advice.
Why don't you just? He or she could just start with, as you say, maybe a neck one to start with and see. Or you know what you could? You just get a removable tattoo on your face. Put it on for, wear it on there for a week, or how long do these removable tattoos last, and see how you feel with it, if you can look yourself in the mirror.
No, don't, yeah, that's true. And see how people react to you.
Well, it's not about other people. Fuck other people. You do what you do, but if you feel comfortable with it on, and if you can look yourself in the mirror and be happy with it, because you're not going to know until you have it.
You probably love it now, but then in five, no, don't do it, brother or sister.
I was going to say, what if it's a woman?
Don't do it. Stick some rings somewhere. You can always take them out.
isn't the appeal of, don't you get a tattoo on your face? Isn't that the appeal so people can see it? Like, what is the motivation to get a tattoo on your face?
Well, I don't know, but I don't have any tattoos, so I don't understand the motivation to get it on lower back or your arm or whatever.
Yeah. Do you know why for me? Because I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I'll get poisoned. I'll be putting this ink shit in my body, and for sure, no, my luck, I'll get some poisoned batch of ink. That's literally my thinking. It's irrational, but...
It's not irrational at all, because it's a little known fact, or little talked about fact. But I'm pretty sure that, like, the traditional, like the Yakuza in Japan, the traditional, like, gangsters had full body tattoos.
Yeah.
Well known that they have liver issues.
What?
Like, if you're heavily inked, all right, I'm going to have to Google this.
Does it affect your liver? How does it, I'm sorry, I see, how is that a direct correlation to the liver? Oh, actually.
I'm looking it up.
Okay, now I'm thinking about it. Why don't you ask your chat person?
ChatGPT.
Yeah, your best buddy. Now, if you actually sit and mull it over in your head, it does probably make sense.
On the basis of clinico-pathological observations of 26 patients with Tatooine and liver diseases, it can be concluded that Tatooine might be an important route of infection for hepatitis viruses, including both the B-type and non-A, non-B type, which can lead to chronic inflammatory liver disease.
Oh, okay.
So it's via...
It's via a disease, an infection, okay.
But still, nonetheless...
Well, I guess the more you have, the more...
Hang on. There's more. There's a variety... Okay.
I'm just putting on the record for a second last, for a penultimate podcast of the year. I am so incredibly sorry. This has been an absolute stinking mess, this podcast. There's been very little football analysis.
How are you distinguishing it from the other hot messes?
That's a good point. I mean, we don't, you know where to go for
A-plus
analysis, and that's...
Aside from the liver issues, there's also contaminants in the in ink that can affect you as well.
And in my head, I just feel that in my bones that I'll get some contaminated batch.
See, for me, I'm like, I'm different. The reason I would never is I'd have it and I'd love it for a week, and then I'd look at my arm and go, oh shit. Now what?
Yeah. And you know what I think? Like when I'm 60 wrinkled, 70, 80 year old wrinkled, I'm going to look at that tattoo and think, oh my God, Fiona, you're pathetic.
Yeah. I like my clean cut, you know, and I'm not
pasty skin.
Pasty. I'm like a water mammal. I'm not very hairy. I'm pasty. I like my translucent. Newborn fish type skin, but anyway, you're right. We have
veered so far beyond what a good podcast, and for the penultimate one too, it's just unacceptable. And I apologise.
I think people are here for the
for the crap
as well. Yep. Well, shall we go?
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
All right. Well,
I keep trying to save this podcast, but it just keeps coming out with more crap. So it's just beyond savable.
We've been 10 years. We haven't made much of a fuss about it, apart from the 10-year anniversary and a couple of comments. We've been 10 years in the podcast world. We still exist. We're like the cockroach of podcasts.
Just waiting at Wiki Sleeper.
Yeah, that's right. Die. It doesn't matter. Nuclear war will still be there. So it doesn't. We can talk all the shit we want, get all the worst quality. Nothing. Nothing can destroy
pandemic.
I run the podcast. I've tried to kill it, and I can't. I've tried to commit suicide.
Yeah.
I jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, and I survive every time. So,
yeah.
Anyway, thanks to everyone that listened.
Yep.
Check out the sponsor, Something About Cake. And I'll tell you what, there is a world where we could win. There is a world where we could win this game, and that would be fun. So, go Bombers.
Yep.
And, let's hope we do it. So thanks, everyone, and see you on the podcast.
Bye.